and he shall purify. So, the day is coming in which the Lord will switch off the natural lights of heaven. He's going to pour out the wrath, his wrath, with relentless fury upon the wicked world as the Messiah returns to set up his kingdom. It will be Israel's darkest day, her days of awe, as God's wrath prepares her for repentance, even her national day of atonement. But you know, the same is true for you and for me. The first occasion with the blowing of the trumpet was on Mount Sinai. Do you remember? God himself blew the trumpet. It shook the whole mountain. The people were terrified. And the last occasion on which the Lord will blow the shofar will be at the Messiah's return. As the day of the Lord begins, God's last trump will be sounded. Messiah will reveal himself in great wrath, and he will prepare the nation to be brought into the new covenant. That's Israel. But for now, he says, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Are you ready? People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home. The Feast of Trumpets. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org. And you might want to make sure you get a copy of The Secret of the Lord and also King of the Mountain. Will he be king of your mountain and rule on the throne of your heart? History will tell the tale.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the first half hour, we're going to have Thomas with us, and he comes from working for the freeze-dry guy. And we're going to tell you about the specials that they have on. And I will tell you, they're really amazing specials for freeze-dry food because we've bought them from them in the past. And I will tell you that the prices that they're offering on this special are really quite remarkable. And furthermore, I think that people should begin making preparations for the very real possibility that there are going to be some very difficult times coming as a result of what's going on over there in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make sense. Why would we want to attack Assad's regime and kill people? And certainly, and because Assad supposedly had used poison gas and killed people. I mean, how many people do we have to kill before we have remedied the fact that Assad killed people? Basically, of course, we're financing the rebels over there, America, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. They've killed 100,000 people. Supposedly in this gas attack, somewhere between 350,000 and 1,450 people were killed. But basically, is it all right to kill 100,000? And did we know that Assad really did this? Well, it doesn't really matter why they said they did it. They want to go to war. And I really feel very uneasy about this. And I think that everybody should be making preparations for the very difficult times that I fear lie ahead. Thomas, thank you so very much for being with us. And what is to tell us about freeze-dry food and why people should be laying in supplies of this at this time?
Well, Dr. Stan, thanks for having me. At this time, you know, the last words you said, they're really the key words at this time. September is National Preparedness Month in the United States, and based on what's going on, it seems like it's a pretty good time for it. It's the 10th year of this outreach campaign that the federal government has put out, and it's interesting to note that it seems, you know, for us in the emergency preparedness business, it seems like 10 years later, there are still many people that have not gotten the message. And there are a number of reasons, some of which you alluded to, why having some kind of emergency preparedness plan is so important. From instability in what's going on in Syria and how that might affect us, with Russia saying they're planning to take action, with Iran at the heart of this and so forth. So even when we see our own military members are unsure or against taking any kind of action, these are really uncertain times is the bottom line of it. And then we look at what's happening just in our own country. We're so divided politically. We've got right now we're in the middle of hurricane season, and the terrible hurricane season that was forecast is not manifest yet. And while we may look that, okay, summer's over, kids are going back to school, you have to recall that Hurricane Sandy didn't happen until Halloween last year. So we've got weather elements, hurricanes, tornadoes. We've got earthquakes out where you are. They're happening every day, and nobody's really paying attention because they're not above 5 or 6 or 7 on the Richter scale.
Well, let me just quickly mention that the freeze-dried food, you can reach them by calling 866-404-FOOD. And basically, they have a special on with cutting 25% off the cost of your veggies and fruits and 40% off the cost of the prepared meats. And these number 10 tins, I will tell you, I've got them in the past, and this is better than the prices that I paid in the past. But we'll tell you more about this when we get back. My guest is Thomas from Freeze Dry Food, and people should begin making preparations, I really believe.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Are you the first responder in your family? Not everyone has the courage, but you do, or you wouldn't be paying attention right now. You may have a weapon and are primed to protect. But do you have the right food stored to feed your family when the unexpected happens? Since 1970, the Freeze-Dry Guy stands ready, helping leaders like you be prepared with the finest freeze-dried foods, dehydrated foods, and emergency preparedness products. This includes high-protein food with real meat. It comes with a guaranteed 25-plus year shelf life, so this great-tasting food is ready to eat and enjoy when you are. and freezedryguy.com is ready to pay for shipping in the lower 48 states. Your loved ones gain from your strength and courage, but make sure they also have food when they need it most. Go to freezedryguy.com now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Be the first responder and last line of defense.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. With us this evening is Thomas from Freeze Dry Food, and he's simply talking about this as Preparedness Month. And so they basically, the company he works for, Freeze Dry Food, which does actually help to support Radio Liberty, has put together a responders kit, and basically it has fire starters and water filters, and it has at least six number 10 tins, having all the various things that you'd want, whether it would be for breakfast or for beef stew, or a number 6, number 10 tins. And would, how large a family would this last for a week?
Well, these individual starter kits are pretty much for one or two people. The thing you have to recognize with preparedness is people can, you know, we can think like our customers, and for anybody who hasn't done it yet, they think, oh, geez, you know, I could use the money for this or I could use the money for that. And really with preparedness, the important thing to do is just take some kind of action and get into the game, if you will. It's not something that you have to do all at once. It's something that you start to do, and you budget for it, and you start to just accumulate what you would need to protect your needs or the needs of your loved ones or your family.
Well, now, what about this special that you have, certainly where you're cutting 25% from the cost of the veggies and the fruits and 40% from the meats? That is an amazing, amazing offer.
It is, and it's kind of unprecedented. Usually when we have sales like this, they last up to 2 weeks. But this is the first time ever that a sale of this magnitude is lasting for a month. So with one can, for example, a can of corn. Have you ever had the freeze-dried corn, Dr. Stan?
No, I can't remember that I have.
It's kind of like potato chips. I mean, you can open this stuff, and then you find yourself just eating it, and you can't stop. It's like you eat it until it's empty. But, for example, one can of freeze-dried corn is going to have 132 servings in it. The green peas is going to be 138. You get 216 servings of the instant white rice. Let's see, the fruit.
Well, now, basically, what is the case? And basically, these are coming by in the case. What are what is the cost of a case of rice? Do you recall offhand?
A case of rice right now with the sale is only $83.20.
And that is how many servings? That's 200 and some?
That's 216.
216 servings of rice. So that's really is a phenomenal deal, and certainly the same thing is true for the peas. Basically, you can get. Let's see. I actually wrote this out because I was so impressed by it. Certainly, you get 138 servings of peas for $94.44. That's an amazing, amazing. I really almost doubt this, but it's Mountain House. They've been around for a long time, and certainly the ground beef, 162 servings. Servings for $176. That's better than I paid a year and a half ago.
Well, and the other, like I said, this is an unprecedented sale. And the other thing is, people could say, well, you know, I can get some of this stuff at the supermarket. You can. The problem is, you're going to have to replace it, and you're going to have to constantly look at and find out when it's expired, and then you're going to have to get rid of that and replace it. The beauty of freeze-dried food is that it's going to be there for you when you need it most. And what's very, very popular are the meats, because the meats are, it's very high protein food, it's high energy food, and you have to understand that when stressful situations hit, it affects your immune system. And so having high protein, high energy food is extremely important in times when crisis or chaos are reigning supreme. Something as simple as a breakfast skillet that's very delicious that you can start off your day with that. We've got a case of breakfast skillet right now for only $161, and that's 120 servings of freeze-dried hash browns, scrambled eggs, pork sausage, peppers, and onions. And, you know, the interesting thing for me is I remember freeze-dried food from years ago, and it's kind of the stuff like, you know, you thought only the soldiers have eaten. But just as we've had technology improve our lives so much with smartphones and tablets and laptops and so forth, the technology in food has increased tremendously too. So this is not your grandfather's freeze-dried food. This is not the old C rations or MREs that they ate in the military decades ago. This is really delicious food, and most people are pleasantly surprised at how good it does taste.
Well, I've certainly eaten the freeze-dried food, and I couldn't. I can assure you that the peas and the beans and this, many of these items that we have tried are excellent, and they held up very, very well, at least for us. And basically, of course, the freeze-dried peas, you add water to them, it tastes just like regular peas. Our telephone number, it's, if you have a question at all for Thomas, he's only going to be with us for about 15 minutes more, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Thomas, how can people get in touch with your organization?
Well, the website is freezedryguy.com, F-R-E-E-Z-E-D-R-Y-G-U-Y.com, freezedryguy.com, or the telephone number is 866-404-3663. And the important thing about calling is a lot of people will call and say, you know, I want to do something. I know I need to do something, but I really don't know what I need to do. And we've got two solutions for that this month. One, our food consultants over the phone can work with you to come up with a customized plan for you that meets what your food needs would be, what you want to eat, and also meet your budget. And the other thing, as I mentioned before, is the Family First Responders Kit, which is really a good entry point for someone who knows they need to be prepared and doesn't know exactly what to do. What's interesting right now is if you look around, you see that even though it's 12 years almost to the day after September 11th, and it's 10 years since FEMA started this National Preparedness Month, 6 out of 10 Americans, more than 6 out of 10 Americans, still have absolutely no kind of emergency preparedness plan. Now, isn't that surprising, Stan?
Well, I think everybody should if they really understand what's going on in the world today. And I would simply point out, once again, the telephone number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. Or certainly you can use the numbers if you prefer that, 3663. But it's easier for me to remember food, 866-404-FOOD. Go right ahead. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Okay, where should we go next?
Go ahead.
Okay. So with Mountain House, we have had opportunities where we've had good sales with them before, but they're also recognizing that this is a time to get people's attention because September is National Preparedness Month, and this is a time to get people to take action when they haven't done it so far themselves. So that's why we're able to have this unprecedented offer of anywhere from 25 to 40% off all of the foods from Mountain House, a company that's been around for 50 years, that the original freeze-dry guy got involved with a long time ago when he was in the special forces in the U.S. military. And they had military members try this new food to be more lightweight and to taste better for the soldiers out in the field. And so the freeze-dry guy loved this stuff and decades ago said, I want to sell this to the public. And people kind of looked at him funny, like, well, what are you talking about? This is just a military thing. And he said, no, I think there's a real need for this. People who would want to be prepared. And also, beyond the just preparedness scope, that freeze-dried food that we have available and dehydrated food, it's great for the outdoors. It's perfect food to take on camping trips. We're finding many sailors like to have it when they take long sailing trips. For backpacking, we can get it to you in pouches. So it's very lightweight, very high-energy food. And we do a lot of work with Boy Scouts as well in supporting Boy Scout troops on hikes. We have a scholarship for them. And Ronnie from our company is an Eagle Scout, and he'll do presentations and talk to them about the importance of nutrition and not loading up on sugar, especially if you're taking a long hike. So we find that this food is very versatile for the outdoors and very versatile for long-term food storage when it comes to emergency preparedness.
And, of course, it's guaranteed for 25 years, but I think it'll last a lot longer than that. I've had some freeze-dried food going back 40 years or more, and certainly it's held up amazingly, amazingly well. And it's because the way it's prepared and the way they take the water out so it can be easily rehydrated. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to give a call, but you'll never find a better deal than the one that they're offering you now, because prices seem to be going up on lots of things. Thomas, is certainly a Mountain House helping you to sponsor this sale, or is this something just you're doing on your own?
No, they're working with us. We've had a long-standing relationship with them, and they're recognizing as well. It's gotten beyond just the hardcore doomsday preppers. The world is changing, and we need to be prepared. The federal government is telling people, if you'll listen, that we can't do this alone. That you need to step up. You need to man up. And you need to be ready for when disasters happen.
And once again, that number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Thomas is simply pointing out that the food markets supermarkets only have about a 3-day supply of food. People certainly should have food on hand. You never know what's going to happen, and I will tell you, we are moving into uncertain times, if I am correct. We're moving into a very major war in the Near East, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything points in that direction. And when you start a war, you never know how the war is going to end. It doesn't matter that the American people are against it. The people who run this country seem intent upon this. They all tie into the same little covert organizations. They know exactly what they're doing. They supplement one another. They all say the same thing. And the sense of urgency, something's got to be done. It's got to be done very, very, very soon. And I say, why do you want to rush into something? Why not wait until we get back the report from the United Nations investigators? They had a commission go in. Oh, we can't wait that long. We've got to do something right now. Well, I think that we certainly do not know what's going to happen. Certainly over in the Near East, the Middle East, and we certainly don't know how this could impact on our lives. People should be prepared for any eventuality. If you have a question, we've only got a few more minutes with Thomas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, if you want to get hold of a freeze-dry guy, the number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. Well, basically, Thomas is saying that some people are making preparations, but an awful lot of them are not making preparations. They're just so busy being busy, they don't even stop and think that the utopian world we live in could suddenly, almost instantaneously, no longer be here. And then what do you do? And basically, he's pointing out that an increase in the incidence of earthquakes along the West Coast here, suddenly small earthquakes almost every day somewhere along the West Coast. Is that a prelude to something else major, a hero, what they call the Ring of Fire? We just don't know. So, Thomas, we've only got a couple of minutes more. You're going to be with us. What's the message you would like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Whether or not you buy food from us is not the point, but realize that you really need to do something, because when the next crisis does happen, and it's not a matter of if, it truly is a matter of when, but when that does happen, you're going to know that you had opportunities to take care of your family, to take care of your loved ones, and you did not take advantage of them. It's really about accepting responsibility and accepting the realities that you talk about every day on your show. And so my message would be, do something. If you can store some food and some water and do what you can. Have a plan for where to meet should a crisis happen. Have a plan for what to do. And don't just say, well, we've got each other's phone numbers, we'll text. Well, if the communications are cut off, you're going to be in big trouble. So take some time, make it a family activity, get input from everyone in the family, but come up with some sort of plan so that you are not caught blindsided, you are not caught with your pants down, because you will find yourself in a bad situation and knowing that you've made it worse by not doing what you can control, and that's be prepared.
All right, fine. Well, now, what do you carry? You carry this first responder kit. Of course, you carry freeze-dry food. What other things certainly do you carry, and how can people get to your website?
Well, you can get to the website at freezedryguy.com. We've got emergency preparedness items from freeze-dried food, dehydrated food. We've got military food, MREs, and long-range patrol rations. We've got first aid kits. And it's important to point out that if you have some dietary concerns, we can take care of you as well with some gluten-free products and non-GMO products. And just go to freezedryguy.com, check it out. And if all you can do is put your toe in the water and get prepared, then by all means, just put your toe in the water.
All right, fine. Well, no, basically, do you have certainly any corn that is not GMO corn? Or would the corn that you have probably be GMO? Or would we have a way of knowing?
I believe it is. I believe it is GMO, sir. And, you know, I'm going to need to get you some, because I talked about how delicious it was, and you could even snack on it while you're on the air.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's Ben Thomas from the Freeze Dry Guy. And again, that telephone number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. Thomas, thanks very much for being with us. So look forward to talking to you on our other programs, and hope that the people out there will begin making preparations. The sale ends the end of September, and I don't think I'll ever see anything quite like this again. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan back here. It's going to be open lines the last half hour, so we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The next hour, we're going to have Cheryl Hancock with us. And for those of you who don't know Cheryl, she's sort of our commentator over from Israel. She's here in the United States, but she's ordinarily with us from Israel the first Thursday of every month. And, of course, she'll bring us up to date with what's going on in Israel today. And she's in constant contact with people who are over there. But I will tell you that what I'm getting from the people that I know with contacts over there is that the Israeli people are very, very concerned. Now, basically, we had a talk to Barry Shamez today. And he is concerned, very, very concerned, because his ex-wife and his daughter are over there. And basically, they're very, very concerned that there will be attacks on Israel. And then, of course, we have certainly John Quirk was on with us today. I've known John for a decade. And he's been certainly with the CIA for 25 years. He told me that he's talking to people from the Syria. He's talking for people in the intelligence agencies, talking with people in Israel today. And everybody believes that this is going to be a very large war. It's not going to be something very minor. And that an awful lot of people are going to die. And I fear that they may very well be true. We don't know what's going to happen. But what's going on really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense if you understand that basically, let's imagine that we're successful and we topple Assad and the rebels take over and the rebels get their hands, the Al-Qaeda rebels who were financing there, this radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, a group of Muslim fanatics, takes over Syria and takes control of the chemical weapons. What do you think they're going to do with them? Why in heaven's name would Israel suddenly be backing the effort to overthrow the government of Assad? Maybe they don't like Assad. Maybe you don't like Assad. But at least they've lived together in peace with the Israelis. And despite the fact that the Israelis have attacked Assad on three occasions, certainly with flights and a bomb parts of Syria, Assad has had the good judgment not to retaliate because he doesn't want to get into a war with Israel. And so basically there's a standoff, and he was a good neighbor for all intents and purposes. And yet, of course, today Israel is doing everything they can to get rid of him and to put into power people who hate Israel and would do everything they can to destroy it. And it just doesn't make sense. Well, right now, we've got Dave calling from Central New York. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 888-1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. I like to read in the book of Revelation, and I know you do, too. What do you think? Any thoughts on when you meditate and think about the New Jerusalem, the great city, the holy city, that will be descend out of heaven onto the new earth?
Well, I think that we're living in prophetic times, and I'm not certain how all of this symbology fits in, but I do certainly believe that we're going to see a number of wars there that are described in Psalm 83. I think they're going to be, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, and then finally the Battle of Armageddon, and after that, of course, will come the New Jerusalem and the return of our Lord. But of course, certainly our Lord is not coming back until the temple is rebuilt. The temple cannot be rebuilt until the Muslim influence there in Israel has been certainly negated, And of course, certainly the Lord cannot come until the Antichrist has come, that the Antichrist comes when the temple is built. So I think there are going to be some dramatic changes in that area. And I believe with this, what we're seeing today may be foreshadowing a major war in that region. Now, I don't believe that this new Jerusalem is going to come until all of these things have come to pass. Anything else, Dave, you want to talk about?
Well, the new Jerusalem is going to be on the new earth after this earth is done away with.
That's right. And so basically all of these things are going to come to pass before certainly this comes, the new earth, the new Jerusalem comes about. Okay?
Mm-hmm. One thing, though, I wanted to add on the Revelation 21, verse 16, the size of the new Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven onto the new earth is a four square, in other words, the width and the depth and the height of the same, which doing the calculations turns out to be 1,500 miles wide, deep, and 1,500 miles high. That I don't know the construction or how it'll be, of course, but if you gave 10 feet to each floor, that would be 790,000 floors high. Isn't that something?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see, Dave. I'm not a theologian. All these things are fascinating to contemplate, but I think we're entering into some very difficult times, which may very well foreshadow exactly what you're talking about. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, on the Revelation 21:16, it says it's 12,000 furlongs. I looked up in the dictionary, worked on the calculator, and that's what 1,500 miles it turns out to be.
Well, that's going to be a pretty big city, pretty big building. Okay. Hey, thanks very much. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, if you have a comment, certainly there are lots of things that in the scriptures that people certainly contemplate, they argue back and forth about. I'm not a theologian. I don't know the answers to anything other than I know that certainly we're told there are going to be some very, very difficult times, and the center of the earth is going to be really centered over there, what's happening in Jerusalem, what's happening in Palestine. And isn't it interesting that this seems to be where so much of the focus of our attention is today? All sorts of things are happening in Africa. There's all sorts of wars going on in Africa, but we don't even talk about those. I mean, they kill 250,000 people in Somalia, the Sudan, hardly even mentioned. And yet, of course, the things that are going on in Israel, our attention is focused there because I believe this is really sort of the center of what the Lord has planned for the coming years. And certainly, I believe we're entering into truly prophetic times. And basically, of course, the scriptures that talks about certainly this Mystery Babylon, and many, many people think that Mystery Babylon is the United States. They ask why, certainly, that many of the countries that are involved in these great wars that are coming are listed and named, but America is not, unless, of course, America is Mystery Babylon. And Mystery Babylon is to be destroyed. And basically, if we're told it is to be the financial center of the world, and we are the financial center of the world, and yet the financial center is to be destroyed. We're told that these financial center is to be burning, and certainly the ship captains will see the financial center burning. Well, a lot of people will say, well, of course, the Mystery Babylon, that's actually Babylon over there in Iraq, or that's, of course, the Vatican in Rome. But none of those you're going to be able to see burning from the sea. And that's really why I think it's New York. How it's all going to come about, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I do believe that when the nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. And I, as Thomas Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I'm very, very concerned about the fact that it would appear that the Obama administration is intent upon having a war over there in the Near East. Now, basically, they talk about a few days' war. And don't think for one minute that this is what they're after. You can tell, of course, who the characters are because, of course, they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Whether it would be Terry, whether it would be Kerry, whether it would be Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, whether it would be Dianne Feinstein, who now is going to come out, and she's going to actually to put together a video, and she's going to have pictures of all the people being gassed over there and how terrible it is to be gassed, and all the children and all the people who died from the gassing, and that somehow justifies what we're doing. But she doesn't say, how do we know that this was done by Assad? You see, what they try to do is talk about one thing, and the big issue is that I don't think there's any question that some people were probably gassed, but who were the people who were gassed? And certainly, who did the gassing? And was it certainly the Assad regime, or was it the rebels? Well, there is a gentleman named Dylan, and his last name is Galvak, G-A-L-V-A-K. It's Dale. Dale Galvak, G-A-L-V-A-K. And I hope you go up on the internet and look up his story. He's an AP reporter. He went, according to this, he actually had gone into the suburbs of Damascus, where, of course, they had this release of the poison gas. And he talked to the people there. They were rebels. And they told him that the poison gas was supplied by Saudi Arabia, that they were given the poison gas. They were not told how to handle it. And actually, of course, they released part of the poison gas that poisoned some of their own people and poisoned the civilians there. Now, he's made this report totally blacked out by the controlled media. How could you black out a report like that? Well, simply, ladies and gentlemen, the media in the United States is carefully controlled. It's controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the same people who control the banks, who control the military, who control our educational system. Yes, they even have their agents planted in our churches, and they control both political parties. And now you find out that Mr. Boehner, the House Majority Leader, is going right along with President Obama. Why is that? Well, because he can't keep his pants zipped up. He can't keep his pants zipped up. And if you want to know about Mr. Boehner and why he's doing what he's doing and backing President Obama, simply go up on the internet and type in John Boehner sexual escapades or John Boehner sexual activity, and you'll get reference to all of the articles that are up there, and there are a number of them about his illicit sexual affair. He may very well have been seduced by a woman who apparently was a lobbyist. But you have to understand, the CIA sends women to seduce our elected officials, and then they've got them. Suddenly they don't want their wives to find out, and they don't want to be embarrassed, so they won't be reelected. And so basically now they own him, and they own John Boehner. That's the tragedy. And the average individual doesn't understand how the game is really played. Remember that we had a four-star Army general. His name was General Petraeus. He was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and they were listening to all of his telephone calls. They were listening to reading all of his emails and reading all of his faxes. And if they were doing that to the director of the CIA, do you think for 1 minute they weren't listening to all of the conversations of our congressmen and our senators and recording them so they can use that against them? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the world really works. Let's go to Bruce calling us from Durham, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Yeah, I hate to bug you again, but there was a question I wanted to ask last night that I didn't get to ask about coincidence. Now, I'm 60. And I've learned in the last 40 years or so that there are very few real coincidences, especially in international and political affairs. Do you remember, like, a week before this brouhaha over Syria, Obama had a secret-like meeting with all of his economic advisors and cabinet members? And then right about the same time, the Saudis brokered some deals in Egypt so there wouldn't be total chaos. And they didn't want the Muslim Brotherhood to take over completely, and yet they didn't want them to be totally booted out. And
that's because they control both sides. They control the Muslim Brotherhood, they control the opposition, so they can play them once against the other. But
now they've got, now they've got this G20 meeting within less than a week of their brouhaha over the Syria chemical thing. And actually, back on Monday and Tuesday, it wasn't much of a brouhaha last week, remember? It took to like Wednesday or Thursday before. he didn't do it. So I wonder, is it really coincidence that he met with economic advice? Is this possible? We are so bad off. Our economy is so terrible that we've got to have help from Saudi Arabia to stay afloat, to keep our dollar as a reserve currency. He warned his advisors, we've got to do something, otherwise we're going to have a depression here by the end of the year. We're going to help the Saudis. They're going to help us. We're going to stay afloat. You know, the dollar's going to, we're going to struggle to keep the dollar as a reserve currency so that inflation doesn't go up 100%. And then all this stuff within like a 2-week period, plus those, and it wasn't that much before then. They had that deal about the 16 embassies that they had to close over in the Middle East because something big was going to happen, and nothing turned out from that either. That was just somebody listening on a telephone again, like they did with Syria. We heard this on the telephone. I wish they had people actually out there looking, taking pictures, taking samples, but they like to listen on telephone. Anyway, though, all this stuff happened within like a 2-week period. It just seems too darn coincidental. Maybe it's meant to save our economy. And then here's the real tough question. Is it better to go to war than to have a depression?
You never want to have a war. Bruce, let me tell you that we are constantly being manipulated. Basically, some people say, look, the reason we want to go to war with Syria is because they're one of the few countries that does, who the central bank doesn't interlock with all the other central banks. And then, of course, there's other people who will tell us that whether you have to have a war with Syria, it has to do with the pipelines. And certainly the Saudis want a pipeline one place and other people want a pipeline in another area. That's what it's about. And then, of course, a thesis, which could very well be true. Basically, we are facing a financial collapse in the Western world. If you look and see what's happening, why, Chris, most of this developing nations, they're pulling money out of the developing nations now. India's on the verge of financial collapse. Their economy is contracting. The rupee is falling very rapidly. It's down 13% so far this year, probably be down at least 20% this year. They're trying to cut off certainly the importation of gold because, of course, it means that they have to send their money out of the country. The Chinese economy is contracting. A war is an excellent way to solve this. I don't know which of these, or maybe there are other explanations for this, but I do know that everything we're seeing is manipulated. Everything is being manipulated, and we're constantly having our attention diverted from important things. And you point out suddenly that when they did close all those embassies, and they were telling us there was this threat, but they wouldn't tell us where the threat was coming from any more than they will tell us that the proof that this suddenly Assad had to do with this suddenly basically the gassing of the civilians. It's all classified. But what I want to know is, why do we have to have so many secrets? Are we keeping the information from Assad? Are we keeping the information from Putin? Are we keeping the information from other countries throughout the world? Or is it they don't want the American people to understand we have a little subversive group called the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and they control both political parties. And for one reason or another, they're intent upon massively expanding the war in the Middle East, and it's going to have an impact on America, I fear. Hey, Bruce, God bless you. Hang on. Thanks very much.
All right, well, I'll hang out here. I did have one other question.
Okay, fine.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life?
Yeah, it was about.
Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do?
If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and right now we have Tim calling from upstate New York asking about the danger of solar flares. And he raised the article, you'll find it up on the internet, and supposedly it was put up there by Edward Snowden, who is talking about the danger of solar flares, and then all sorts of ridiculous other statements. And there were some statements in the article about creatures and critters from outer space or spacemen or something like that. And basically, this was a plant article, and you can find it on the internet. And basically, what it does, because there is a great deal of truth in the article, and then he totally discredits it. I don't think that Snowden had anything to do with this. I think it's a plant article. But by discrediting what Snowden said, they discredited the whole threat of solar flares. And why would they do that? Well, I think there really is a danger of solar flares. We're just going to have to wait and see, though. I don't have any inside information other than the program we did.
Originally you thought that September was going to be a real dangerous time maybe with them. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We'll just have to wait and see. God bless.
Or if the lights go off, we won't be seeing.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we've got to support an awful lot of radio stations across America, and the internet, and this shortwave, and all of the various things that we do so that we can reach people all across America 5 hours a day. So if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd appreciate hearing from you. And if you're not in a position to help us, why, we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision, for our protection, because I do believe that this is a spiritual battle, and God's kept us going for over 20 years now, and never with excess, never with much left over, usually a little bit short, but we finance this on our own, because we think it's important that you're going to be able to hear our view of what's going on and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. But it's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic battlefield, but it is still primarily a spiritual battle. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll read it. If you'll listen to our programs, our talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the covert agenda. Our talk on world revolution or the desperate deception. They're two different talks. Desperate deception is my interview with Norman Dodd. The world revolution is my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, who will tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power knowing he was a communist. He didn't win the revolution. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. We installed him, and we knew he was a communist. Why would we do that? Well, I want you to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. At the bottom of the page, David tells you how his daughters go down to spend time with Fidel, how they have such a nice relationship with Fidel. And that's the same page where David Rockefeller talks about the secret cabal he's part of that's working against the best interests of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, he's admitting he has a subversive activity. You need to get his book, Memoirs, and then you need to get a used copy, and we carry them, of David, pardon me, of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and read his chapter on America's unelected rulers, starting with page 280, or early if you want it to. But you need to get the information, and then it is your job to get it out. Why would Fidel Castro come up to build to the visit with David Rockefeller? Why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit with Fidel Castro, a murderer and a brutal dictator? Because nothing as it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is illusion and delusion. And unfortunately, most people really don't understand that there are powerful spiritual forces behind the scenes. And there really are people out there who are inherently evil, who are supporting this satanic agenda to bring about a one-world government that has been the goal of the occultists going all the way back to the time of Nimrod. So we ask you, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And we'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God
bless. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl certainly lives over in Israel. She works over there. She works with certainly the Palestinians. She works with the people over there, and basically she's sort of our representative. We enjoy having her as a regular guest on Radio Liberty, and certainly the first Thursday of every month she's with us to bring us up to date with what's going on in Israel. She's back here in the United States. She'll be here until the middle of October, and she's doing speaking all across the country, and basically she is a totally dedicated to helping the people of Israel. She loves it, living there. She's been there for, how long have you been there, Cheryl? Is it close to, what, 13 or 14 years?
Yeah, a little bit over 14 years now.
A little over 14 years. And Cheryl here is certainly on a speaking tour in the United States going back. But what do you hear from Israel? Certainly, are the people over there concerned about this very real possibility of war?
Yeah, they are concerned. As a matter of fact, they've been flocking to the places, mostly the post office where you get your gas mask. And they have really been getting there and getting prepared. They are concerned at what's going to happen. They do feel there could be a chemical war in Israel. And So they need to be prepared. Yes, people are very concerned.
We don't seem to have a very good connection. I'm going to ask my producer if he'll just call you back. I want to get a little better line if we possibly can. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, fine. Ari, would you mind calling Cheryl back again? Because I've got this all the way up to maximum, and I want our listeners to hear what Cheryl has to say, because she certainly knows what's going on over there. She has all sorts of friends. And basically, of course, I worry about her going back over there in October, but this is her calling. God has called her to go there, and she's going to be over there and keeping us abreast of what's going on. But I think the people in Israel very justifiably are concerned about the fact that there could well be a chemical war there. But basically, of course, Sydney, it has been said, Assad and his government have said, that if they are attacked and if we attack them, that they will retaliate against Israel, because basically they know that certainly we and Israel is certainly supporting our efforts to undermine them. But basically, of course, would they use chemical weapons? Well, I would hope, and I would really hope and pray, that Assad would do what he's done the last three times that Israel has attacked Syria, and that is that Assad has not retaliated. Hi, Cheryl, you back?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's ever so much better. Okay, fine. Well, basically, you were just saying that the people over there are very concerned about the possibility of war?
Yeah, they really feel there may be a chemical attack, and the scenario they're thinking of is if the U.S. does hit Syria, that some of the chemical weapons may have made it to Hezbollah, or even Syria could fire in some rockets. But not only the Israelis are worried about gas masks, but the Palestinians in the West Bank are now saying we need gas masks also.
Well, basically, why did the Israeli government collect all the gas masks some time ago? And now there is certainly a significant number of people that don't have gas masks, aren't there?
Yeah, well, they had collected the old ones because the canisters weren't good for the new chemicals that were supposed to be being used now in the warfare. So they collected the old ones to refurbish them and then pass them back out. And they only had half of them passed out by the time I left Israel in June. And now they're just in a mad rush to get the rest handed out. So we needed new canisters. Mine actually has an old canister, and I need a new canister on it.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, then, what percentage of the Israeli people don't have gas masks, do you know?
About probably 40%.
40% don't have gas masks. They've been told, of course, to get safe rooms. I know Cheryl has worked on a safe room. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Are you the first responder in your family? Not everyone has the courage, but you do. or you wouldn't be paying attention right now. You may have a weapon and are primed to protect. But do you have the right food stored to feed your family when the unexpected happens? Since 1970, the Freeze-Dry Guy stands ready, helping leaders like you be prepared with the finest freeze-dried foods, dehydrated foods, and emergency preparedness products. This includes high-protein food with real meat. It comes with a guaranteed 25-plus year shelf life, so this great-tasting food is ready to eat and enjoy when you are. And freezedryguy.com is ready to pay for shipping in the lower 48 states. Your loved ones gain from your strength and courage, but make sure they also have food when they need it most. Go to freezedryguy.com now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Be the first responder and last line of defense.
Back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is just saying that a lot of the people over there are having difficulty trying to sit there, make some sense out of what's going on, because, of course, we seem to be backing, and Israel seems to be backing, the rebels over there. And the rebels, of course, once they get their hands on the chemical weapons, if they do, will certainly use it against Israel, and it doesn't make any sense. Why would Israel be backing certainly an unknown, when at least they know that Assad, to date, has not used certainly chemical weapons on Israel, even though he has them, but he hasn't used them. And in fact, there's been several instances when Israel has attacked his country when he has not responded. And basically, I think Assad has acted very responsibly. And yet, of course, the foreign policy of America and of Israel is to topple Assad and bring the revolutionaries, the Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, radical Muslims to power. And basically, of course, then they will be threatening Israel with the chemical weapons, which they'll control. If Assad falls, nothing going on over there makes sense. And I think, according to Cheryl, a lot of the Israeli people are a little confused about what's going on. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, it is. But they also know that with Assad, Assad is a Shiite Muslim. Well, he's an Alawite, actually, but he's working with a Shiite Muslim. Iran is Shiite, and so is Hezbollah, and they all are on the same team. So Iran is sending weapons to Syria, and Syria sends them to Hezbollah. And Israel doesn't want that happening because Iran is really the biggest enemy. Israel, Netanyahu is saying, turn our eyes to Iran. Look what Iran's doing. They're getting ready to have a nuclear bomb. They're actually sending the weapons to Syria. And if Syria gets hurt, that will hurt Iran. So I think behind it all is Netanyahu wants to hurt Iran. That's why they're on that side.
All right, fine. Well, now, my understanding is that Hezbollah has well over 100,000 missiles because they're just north there in Lebanon. And, you know, because they've really been certainly showing a great deal of restraint, at least up until now, on occasion, a rare occasion, they actually launched these missiles at Israel. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah. Actually, Netanyahu said in a press conference recently that there are hundreds of thousands of missiles pointed at Israel from Hezbollah, and they're afraid that those chemical weapons, and we know that there's Hezbollah troops in Syria now, that those chemical weapons can be taken to Lebanon, to the north of Israel, and fired into Israel. And this is a great concern. This is a big possibility.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question for Cheryl. Well, Cheryl, you know, of course, we talk all about the Israeli people, but what about the Palestinians? I know you work with the Palestinians, and they're good people as well. Certainly, they may be Muslim, although I understand that at least some of them are having visions and becoming Christians, but the Palestinian people, I would think, would be frightened to death in what's unfolding.
Yeah, you know, there are some, the ones that I work with, I have contacted, and the ones I work with, mainly, they're born as Muslims. In the Middle East, they're born either as a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian. And these people were born as Muslims, but they don't attend the mosque. They don't agree with what's going on as far as the leadership. They don't agree with the teachings. They're more like, say, secular people. And they are having dreams, and they are having visions, and the Lord is speaking to them directly. And I wouldn't believe it. I'm from Calvary Chapel. I don't believe in those kinds of things unless I see them. And one man came to me with a dream. He said, I had a dream, and in my dream, Jesus said he's going to heal me. And when I woke up, I was healed. And so he found a church, a Catholic church, just to learn about Jesus. And that's when I met him, and we got him baptized and taught him about the Lord. And now he's doing great. He's actually talking to other people about the Lord. But he got saved by a dream from the Lord himself. So the Lord is on these people's side. They're coming to the Lord like crazy. A lot of these Muslims do not want to have anything to do with war. They want to have peace. And I'm talking about not the ones that attend the mosque, that are radical, that believe in the Quran and all this. They are just secular people born as Muslims. They want out. They want out of it. They want this God of hope and love that we talk about over there.
Well, there's a gentleman. He's an American Christian, lives over there in Jerusalem. I think his name is Tim Dooley. Does that name ring a bell?
No, not offhand.
Well, but basically, I probably have the name wrong, but he was actually interviewed on the from the Crystal Cathedral recently. He was there, and basically, he simply was telling Robert Shuler's grandson that there were a number of Muslims that were having these visions. And it's Tom Doyle is his name. Tom Doyle, in his book, his Dreams and Visions, and basically he was telling about all these Muslims are having these dreams and visions, and they're being told that they should become Christians, and that many of them really are coming to him and asking how they can become Christians. Have you heard that story?
I have heard something similar. I have that happen to me. I know the Dreams and Visions. There's a DVD, and I hand it out to Muslims. It's in Arabic, and they can learn from that about Jesus. But Arabs run to me. They come up to me, and they say, tell me about Jesus. Tell me about him. Tell me about your God. I want to know about him. And I have baptized so many people in the Jordan River because they approach me wanting to know my Lord, Jesus Christ. And I get the privilege of taking them and getting them baptized and teaching them about the Lord. It's absolutely amazing what God's doing in the hearts of those people. They are wanting a God of love and a God of hope. All they hear in the mosque and in the Quran is violence. They don't hear about love. When they hear about love, they grab a hold of it and they want it. So my job over there is not only do journalism, but also tell people about the hope that's in me. And they definitely do want it.
Well, that really is amazing to actually think that, you know, if it happened one time, why, it was just an interesting thing. But you actually have encountered people who've had this experience, and certainly Tom Doyle has written this book, Dreams and Visions, and you actually hand that book out?
It's a DVD that I hand out called Dreams and Visions. I'm not sure if it's done by Tom Doyle. It could be, but it has stories, three stories in there about men, Muslims, that this has happened to, and they're telling their stories. It's very, very effective, yeah.
Well, that was the story that, of course, he told when he was down at the Crystal Cathedral a couple of weeks ago. And I was very, very impressed with it, because I remembered your stories and they correlated with what you had said. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who's on a speaking tour here in America. And basically, Cheryl, how can people get in touch with you, get to your website, learn about your activities over there?
Well, the best way is to email me, and my email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
One more time.
It's reportingfromisrael, all one word, @gmail.com.
All right, fine. Now, basically, what are you doing over in Israel? I mean, how are you impacting on the people there? How are you coming to meet the people?
Well, you know, just as we were talking about the Muslim people, I don't go looking for people to minister to, but being a Christian in my heart is the Lord, and I want to share the Lord with the people over there. I started doing humanitarian aid because I saw people that were poor in villages and just took them clothing and food. And the people come up to me and talk to me about something about Jesus. They know something, or they had a dream, or they had a vision, and they want to learn more. And it's so amazing because sometimes I'll interview them for my radio program. And of course, I need a translator when I do that. Most of them speak only Arabic. But as they tell me their stories, I'm able to tell them about the Lord. And most of them end up wanting to be baptized. It's amazing. And I also help Jewish people, but I take clothing and food to people like the Ethiopian Jews. And I have to be very careful what I do because I'm there as a journalist. I'm not there to convert people. I believe that's the job of our Lord, is to convert their hearts. But I'm there to share the hope that's in me also. So as I'm a journalist and I go about my daily work over there, I run into people all the time that are looking for hope. And it's great to be in that atmosphere because I get to tell them about hope.
And basically, of course, as a journalist, of course, Cheryl keeps us abreast of what's going on, and she's ordinarily our guest here the first Thursday of every month, so we can find out what's going on. Now, well, basically, as far as the economy over there in Israel, is it holding up or is it contracting like the economies so many places in the world?
Well, I know that there's a lot of problems in Israel. You know, this is something right now I'm in America, and I'm not really into what's going on in the economy. But I know that there was problems before I left. People were demonstrating, and they were trying to shift money around. And one of the things that caught my eye the other day was that the gas mask that we were just talking about, they had made decisions not to give money to this to the organization that makes the gas mask. And so they were going to cut off the making of the gas mask next year in 2014. And now, as they see what's happening around the world, they're going to have to look at their situation with the funds, and they're going to have to give funding to this organization.
Well, no, people can't make gas masks unless that they can recover their costs. That would be illogical.
Right, right. Well, this article that I received, it talked about the Knesset, how they decided that they would stop giving this money, no funding, in the year 2013 to the home front emergencies. And so they didn't give any money, yet here we are needing gas masks. So they're going to have to rethink what they're doing with the money. They're trying to save money in certain places because of the economy and give it to other areas, but so far that's not working.
Well, I would think the most important thing would be to preserve the lives of the people, but then I'm being logical, and basically we live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world gone mad. Could you imagine suddenly Congress saying, well, suddenly we know there's a danger, it's a poison gas in America, and everybody should have suddenly a gas mask because the Canadians and the Mexicans all have poison gas, and they hate us, and they're going to... But we're not going to pay the people who make the gas masks. And you'd say, what madness is that? And yet that's exactly what's going on over in Israel today. And if you're looking for logical explanations, you're not going to find them, certainly from a rational point of view. But then so much of what's going on over there, as we pointed out, I mean, Israel government and the United States government are backing the Islamic radicals who want to get their hands on the chemical weapons there and overthrow Assad. And then when they have the chemical weapons, they use them against Israel. Why would Israel do that? Doesn't make any sense. But of course, if it doesn't make any sense, there has to be another explanation. Our guest, Cheryl Hancock, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. If you want to know what's going on in Israel and adjacent areas, give us a call. Cheryl can keep you up to date with what's happening.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Cheryl Hancock, who's back in America for a speaking tour. She'll be here for about a month and a half. She's going back on the 15th of October, and she's been there for many, many years, certainly. And basically, she's there as a journalist, but she spends a great deal of time with the people. And of course, many of the people, as she points out, do come to her and want to know about her Lord, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. So basically, she's saying, of course, that the economy really is not doing too badly. Of course, that the people are coming over there. An awful lot of people are going over there for tourism. And basically, of course, everything is done to keep the tourists as safe as possible. Because, of course, this is a large source of income for Israel. And it's what a wonderful opportunity it is. And as I mentioned during the break, Barbara and I, my wife and I, have been there six different times. We're not going to get back again, at least not planning at the present time, but what a wonderful time it was to have had an opportunity to walk where Jesus walked and to actually have seen many of the areas which have not changed in the last 2,000 years. Well, basically, our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and if you're out there in the audience and you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you'd like to know what's really going on over there, why Cheryl's on the front lines of what's happening, what sort of message would you have for the American Christians about Israel today and what's transpiring?
Yeah, well, mainly one message is that we need to really know what's going on in Israel with the people today. And if we're up to date on what's going on, then we'll know how to pray effectively, because we do need to pray for the people, not just the Jewish people, but the Arab people that are there also, all the people. There's a lot going on over there, and in order to know how to pray effectively, we got to know what's happening. So I would ask for prayer for the people, especially for protection and for wisdom for the government. Really, they need a lot of wisdom now of what to do. I know that they moved one of the Iron Domes to Tel Aviv because Assad has said that if America fires on Syria, that he will start sending rockets in, and he will send rockets to Tel Aviv. So the Iron Dome is moving around. Actually, the Iron Dome stopped a rocket that came in from the north, and Al-Qaeda supposedly sent this, a faction off of Al-Qaeda, from Lebanon recently. And actually, two rockets came in from Eilat, or came in to Eilat, I should say, from the Sinai, and the Iron Dome was helpful in that situation. So Israel's being attacked on all different sides, and if we don't know that, we really don't know how to pray effectively. But yeah, there's a lot of attacks going on, and I appreciate that from the prayers of the people out there.
Well, now, what's happening down in Gaza? What is Hamas doing? We don't hear much about Hamas anymore. We do hear about Hezbollah, and Hezbollah apparently is moving its troops on into Syria to help preserve Assad's government. And Hezbollah has somewhere in the neighborhood of over 100,000 missiles. But, of course, they're not firing them. They're holding back. And basically, it's almost like we're sitting certainly on a seething cauldron over there. But what about Hamas in the south? What's going on there?
Well, I know that it's been a little quieter. It seems to have been. Rockets have come in from the Gaza Strip to Israel recently. They happened to not hit people. People didn't die from it, so we don't hear about it in the media here. Some of them have landed in open fields. But the rumor is now that Hamas is still receiving rockets, and they still have the tunnels underneath that go to Egypt. Egypt is trying to close off the tunnels. The military that's taken over Egypt doesn't want to work with Hamas, but they closed off some of the tunnels. And this is the way that Hamas gets some of its food, its supplies, drugs come in through those tunnels, and weapons come in through those tunnels. And what the fear is that Hamas will have guided missiles very soon where they can say, we're going to shoot this one at a synagogue, or we're going to shoot this one at a hospital. And this is a fear that Israelis have. And the people on the border still live with the sirens going off. The terrorism isn't so much just the rocket when it blows up, but it's the siren going off and not knowing if it's going to kill you. I've lived through that. In November, I was sitting at home, and the siren went off. And the first thing in my mind was, is it going to hit me? Is it going to hit where I'm at? Am I going to die? And so you go through this terrorism until the siren goes off. And that's what the people live under.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we have Jim giving his call for Michigan. And well, let's go to Jim before the break. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, for your guest. First of all, I want to commend her for being such a wonderful disciple of the Lord and spreading Christianity.
And I second that. And basically, we feel privileged to have her as our journalist over there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, the question I was going to ask your guest there. What's her name again?
It's Cheryl Hancock, and hang
Cheryl,
on, we'll be
Cheryl,
back in just a moment.
Sure, yeah, you got it.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we have Jim calling us from Michigan. Go right ahead, Jim.
The second part of my question, Dr. Stan, for Cheryl here was certainly evangelizing in Israel is fantastic, and
she cannot evangelize because she's a journalist, but if people ask her about the Lord, why she can certainly tell them. That is how we address the issue, because, of course, the government feels very strongly about evangelists over there, and so basically Cheryl's job is to report to us, and she is sort of our reporter over there, our journalist. Go ahead.
I got you covered. The final part of my question here was, you kind of get the sinking sensation that, you have the Republicans, they're Christians, and of course they're pro-Israel, and then you have the Democrats who, you kind of get the feeling that they go along with the program, and we've been doing this Israel-America ally type thing for quite a while. From your perspective while you're there, Cheryl, certainly you would probably get the perspective, you would probably get the feeling from the Israelites that, you know, they're very happy that they have America as an ally. However, at the same time, do you get the feel from them that they're kind of being used by the American politicians for purposes of, well, many different purposes, oil, maybe I'll just stop there, oil.
How would you respond to Jim?
Yeah. Well, America does need an ally in the Middle East, and that's part of what you were talking about. They do need an ally there, and Israel is the ally. Israel is also a democracy, and there's no other democracy in the Middle East. So you hear about democratic this and democracy that. There is no democracy in the Middle East besides Israel, the democratic state. And so Israel is glad for America being along its side, but they don't agree with all of what America is saying to Israel as far as trading land for peace. They know that that doesn't work. It didn't work in the past, and it's not going to work in the future. Yet they don't agree with some of the things America is saying. They're glad for America's partnership. They don't trust it 100%. So Israel is saying we have to rely on ourselves for one thing, and rely on God for another. Netanyahu has Bible studies at his home every week because he's trying to get the eyes to go up instead of just on the Uzi, which is in Hebrew means my help, and Uzi is a gun that they use over there. So Israel is in a situation where when I went and interviewed the people in November and the rockets were coming in and America was trying to tell Israel to stop hitting Gaza and they weren't done with the job yet, the Jewish people were saying, why are people trying to tell us what to do? Why do they hate us so much? Why don't they protect us in the way that we know we can be protected? Why do people around the world hate us? And people were in tears. The shop owners were in tears when I interviewed them. They understand that Israel's on their side, or America's on their side, but they don't understand why America pushes them in doing things that are unsafe for Israel.
Jim, we're living in very, very difficult times. So much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. But, of course, you have to understand that everything has a spiritual component to it, and only understanding we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield does any of this make sense. Go right ahead. Anything else you want to ask?
No, that's about it. And keep up the great work, Cheryl. And thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, fine. And I do hope that Jim thank and you. The others will read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to get the understanding of the geopolitical significance of the events that are unfolding. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, you have a question for Cheryl and Sydney. These are certainly extremely important times as far as the very survival of Israel is concerned. And I think that many of the people over in Israel are already there because, of course, well, I think a lot of them have almost feel like they've been call to come there at this time. Basically, if I was an American, the last thing I would want to do would be to leave my home here in this country and go to Israel. And yet, my understanding is that Americans are actually leaving the security of this country and going over there knowing full well that they may be entering into a hornet's nest. Is this really true?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we know that the Bible says that the Lord's going to bring them in the last days from the north, south, east, and west, wherever they have been dispersed, and he's going to bring them back to the land of Israel. And that's what's happening, and especially from the West. The Westerners are starting to move to Israel, I mean, by the thousands. And it's so much so that the Israeli government is setting up new programs for the Westerners. They had programs for the Ethiopians and for the Russians, and they've been coming in since the late 1800s. These people have been flocking to Israel. The Jewish people have been immigrating and making what they call aliyah, means going up to Israel, to Jerusalem, to make immigration. And as they do this, they had to have programs to teach them Hebrew, to teach them how to live in a different environment. And now with the Westerners coming, they have to have a different type of program for the Westerners. Because, you know, in the West, we pay, what, $4 for a gallon of gas over here. And in Israel, it's almost $9 a gallon. Things are a lot more expensive. For a bottle of vitamins that costs us $6 for a vitamin C, over there, it costs between $30 and $40. So people are leaving their country here in America, London, Canada, and leaving their comfort to go to Israel and become part of the Jewish people, their people, in these last days. And it's so hard on them, yet they're doing it anyway. It's absolutely, it has to be the Lord.
Have you talked to some of them? But what is their explanation of why they do something which is totally illogical?
You know, I went to interview some of them, and one lady told me she's leaving her country, and it was London. And she said, I'm coming here because people are taking over my country. I asked her, what people are taking over? She said, the Muslim people. She said that there's so many Muslim people, she doesn't feel like she can be Jewish in her environment. She can't keep the Shabbat. She can't do the things she wants. She feels awkward in doing the things that she would as a Jew. I asked a Canadian woman, I said, why are you moving from Canada over here? And she said, because I believe we're in the last days. And in the last days, we Jewish people need to stick together because we're going to have people coming against us. She wasn't a Christian. She just felt that this is what was going on. And then I asked an American woman who just landed and brought her family. And I said, why are you leaving America, so comfortable in America, and coming to Israel? And she looked at me and she says, you know, I don't know. It's almost like she had a pull on her to move to Israel, and she didn't even know why. But we know that in the Bible, the biblical prophecies are coming to pass one by one. And it's amazing that this one's being fulfilled. And you know what? They're finishing the last of the Ethiopians. Actually, that ended supposedly in August. They don't want to bring any more Ethiopians over because they said the rest are intermarried with Christians. So they got all the Jews that they want. They also brought a plane load. They call them the Lost Tribe of Manasseh. They were in China, and then these people moved to India, and they were working in rice paddies. And on the Saturday, on the Shabbat, they had to work. So Israel went in and took these people this year and brought them out of India and took them to Israel. And the last trip was just a couple weeks ago. Israeli government went in and did a covert operation into Yemen. They took 17 people that were dressed, the women were dressed in burqas, and they were Jewish. And they took them at night back from Yemen to Israel. So they brought all the Jews that they could from Yemen. So it's like the Aliyah is being finished, where the Lord says he's bringing them from north, south, east, and west. That's coming to a close, except for the West. The West is coming in like crazy right now.
And from a purely logical point of view, certainly if I was faced with this and I was Jewish, the last thing I would want to do would be go to Israel, where there is a very real danger, not only of a conventional war, but a gas war. And yet, of course, they're being drawn, and I really believe they're being drawn. And I've heard this from other people whose relatives have gone there. Not quite certain why, but they feel that they're being drawn at this time. And God does work in strange ways, ways we may never understand, but he is drawing, and I believe he is taking the Jews back to Israel because we are approaching the climax of history. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Cheryl, why, I would love to hear from you, what your thoughts are. But basically, I believe we're living in truly prophetic times. What about your thoughts, Cheryl?
Yeah, I believe we're living in the last times also. And you know what's so exciting is living in Israel and just watching these things come to pass. I mean, we're watching, sitting there watching biblical prophecy being fulfilled. And it's so amazing as you sit there. And I'm excited when I'm there. It's a place where you see God at work. And though there's so many different religions in Israel itself, especially the three main religions, you got Muslims, Christians, and Jews living in Jerusalem, it's amazing how you can go through that place and talk to them. And one time I interviewed them and I said, what does it mean to pray for the peace of Jerusalem when most people know there's never going to be any peace in Jerusalem? And each one of those people groups, the Muslims, Christians, and Jews, all said, we're praying for the Messiah to return or to come. Some say to come. Of course, the Jewish people will say to come, but Christians will say to return. And the Muslims also are waiting for a Messiah to come. So they're all believing that when the Messiah comes, that there will be peace. That's the only time that there will be peace.
And I believe that's true. Now, what about do you hear any talk about the rebuilding of the temple? Certainly we know that certainly we're told in the prophecies that certainly, well, the Lord isn't going to come until the Antichrist has been declared. The Antichrist isn't going to declare until the temple is rebuilt. What about something there on Temple Mount right now? It's under the control of the Muslims. There's no way they can build the temple. Do you hear any talk among the Christians over there, or I should say among the Orthodox Jews, about rebuilding the temple?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another reason why it's so exciting to be over there, because I get to go and see what's being rebuilt, what's being done over there. I love archaeology, and I know some of the archaeologists there. I've helped them with some of their digs, just because I want to snoop and I want to see what's going on. And they have uncovered so many things underneath, like down by the Pool of Siloam. They found the stairs that go up to the Temple Mount. And the Jewish people used to use when they would go worship God on the Temple Mount. And now the Jewish people, you know, they do own the Temple Mount. They won that Temple Mount back in 1967. And it was probably a mistake, at least I think it's a mistake, that Moshe Dayan, he was, I think, a general at the time, he gave the keys to the walk that was there from Jordan, and he said, you Muslim people, you can go ahead and have the guardianship over the Temple Mount, but we own it.
But basically, that was the stupidest thing he could have done. Is Moshe Dayan still alive or not?
No, he's not alive, and okay. So we won't know the answer to that.
Okay, fine.
But what happened was, because he gave them guardianship over it, the Muslim people took that as they own it. And actually, since that generation, the next generation definitely believe they own it. So now what's going on is the Jews are trying to go back up there to worship God, especially since a couple of these feasts have started. And one of the things to do, a tradition, is to go up to the Temple Mount and worship the Lord. So I know some of the Knesset members, and they went up, and one told me he laid flat down on the ground, and he just prayed to God with all his heart. And as he did that on the Temple Mount, he was arrested by the Palestinian, police that are up there on the Temple Mount. And then the Jewish people, the IDF, were guarding the Temple Mount there on the outside, they closed it down. What they do is they close it down when the Muslims start to riot or start to demonstrate, and the Jews can't get back up there. There are certain hours that the Jewish people and Christians can go up on the Temple Mount, you know, even tourists can go up, but you can't take a Bible, and you're not allowed to pray, and you can only go up between those hours. When those hours are done, that's it. And if you go up and they think you're praying, then they will arrest you, or they'll start a demonstration. And they started throwing rocks at some of the guys that were up there, the Jewish people and the Knesset members. When they started the riot, the people were kicked off, the Jews were kicked off. And they said, why are we, as Jews, kicked off the Temple Mount because that's our holiest place. And so they took it to the Knesset. They said, now it's time for the Jews to come back to the Temple Mount and be able to worship on the Temple Mount. So it's a big fight that's going on now in these last days of who gets to go to the Temple Mount. And they said, we have to be able to go up there anytime we want to worship. And this is a bill that's in the Knesset that they're talking about. How are they going to pass this without creating a riot there in Jerusalem?
And basically, of course, when we made our 6 trips over there, we were always able to get up on the Temple Mount. I guess we should be really very, very fortunate. Are you still allowed to go into the Mosque of Omar there?
No, actually, it's the Dome of the Rock. I went in there when I was a tourist in 1997. They will not let people in the mosque anymore. And there's another mosque called the Al-Aqsa Mosque where the men pray. And definitely, you don't want to go in there because you will get stoned if you go in there.
Well, basically, I guess we were very fortunate because we were in the Al-Aqsa Mosque a number of times as well as the Mosque of Omar. In fact, part of the paint actually fell off and from the ceiling, and my wife got some of that paint. And it was that we always remember that we keep it as a treasured possession, even though it comes from a Muslim mosque. Why, of course, it's one of the most beautiful buildings in the world. That's the gold-capped mosque that people see, the pictures there, the Mosque of Omar.
Right, and the Dome of the Rock. And, you know, just last week you just reminded me that there was a chunk that fell off of that mosque, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that fell off near the Western Wall. This is the second time in 5 years that a big chunk fell from the outside. Now, what fell when you were there is amazing because, you know, that was paint from the inside maybe, but the outside is starting to crumble. And that mount is not as sturdy as it used to be. They've had heavy equipment up there. During Ramadan, you have hundreds of thousands of Muslims that go up there and pray. It's very possible that thing could collapse. It's very dangerous now.
Well, I would tell you, if it does collapse, it's because God wants it to collapse so that they can build a temple up there. And basically, most people, when they see things happening, they do not understand that God does have a hand in the affairs of men. And basically, of course, there has to be some sort of a supernatural event that is going to destroy the Dome of the Rock so that the Israelis are going to be able to take over control of that area. People say, oh, well, they can build a temple next to the Mosque of Omar. Well, maybe they can, but I really believe God has his hand in the things that are going on. Cheryl, I want you to tell our listeners one more time how they can get in touch with you before we let you go. How can they get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yeah, the best way is to send an email, and my email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
One more time. You always have to give it at least twice.
Right. It's one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
And, of course, if you can't get hold of Cheryl, you can always get in touch with us, and we'll give you her address. But, basically, of course, Cheryl's over there. And, basically, she's risking her life. She's been there over 14 years, and she's going back again. But God has called her there for this purpose. And Barbara and I wish we could go over, but, he's given us a job to do here. Parting thought for our listeners before we let you go, Cheryl.
I just asked for people to pray for the protection of the people over there and wisdom for the governments over there. Yeah.
Amen to that. We're living in very, very tenuous times, ladies and gentlemen. I would ask certainly our listeners to pray for peace in that area. And the last thing we want, of course, is a war between America and Syria, because I'm afraid that could spill over into Israel, and certainly there could be ramifications here at home as well. Cheryl, God bless you for everything you're doing. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay, fine. Look forward to it. Give us a call when you're going to be here in the Monterey Bay area.
I will do that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with 3 S's. or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly get our newsletter, get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, or you can get the products that we have. And let me suggest, ladies and gentlemen, give serious consideration to start using healthcare products that you can get through Radio Liberty. Assuming most people are deficient in magnesium, in iodine, and vitamin D, and most people should be taking curcumin or other study flavonoid supplements. And these things are all important as far as helping us to fight disease and maintain good health as far as our general condition is concerned. And these are all products that we take. And basically, if you'd like a list of the products, the healthcare products we carry, you can get them off our website. If you'd like a catalog, give us a call. We'll send you one. Or if you'd simply just like the list of the products, why, we recommend them. Certainly men over 60 ought to be taking Prostate Support. And certainly if you're having problems with the immune system, you ought to be taking immune support. And then, of course, when we start coming down with a cold or something of the sort, flu bug, why, my wife gives me something called Allobiotic. It's a combination of oil oregano and allicin and garlic and oil of elderberry and that, a couple of vitamin D3s, and we just take those every 4 hours until we get back here, and basically we haven't missed a night on radio because of illness other than going in for surgery. Well, I've been here in 20 years, so basically, well, at least it works for me. And basically, if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But all of this, of course, goes to help Radio Liberty maintain its outreach across the country. Of course, we carry the Miracle-Dew soap products. We carry the Berkey products. We carry a line of spices, Old Bill spices. We've been using them for 20 years. Just got the idea. We'd offer them to our listeners, and they really like them. And basically, if you want to spice up your life, why, give us a call and ask for the list of Old Bill spices. is we find out that when people, after they initially try them, they get the small little container, then they come back to get the large container, and it does make life a lot more and eating a lot more fun. So our telephone number, if you'd like to get any of the items we're talking about, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can certainly watch our DVDs, or you can listen to our radio programs. As you know, we do 5 hours of radio a day, and you can listen 4 hours live on the Internet. And your job is to get other people listening to our programs. And the finest thing you could do for people is to get them listening on a regular basis, because many of them, of course, will have their lives changed, their perspective changed. They'll begin to understand there's a small subversive group that controls the leadership of both political parties, and certainly it controls the major banking industries, the media, the corporations, has their people planted in the army and our churches and our educational system, but they control the media and they largely determine what the American people think. And you can learn all about it in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Brotherhood of Darkness. We carry a book on the new media monopoly. It's written by a left-wing professor. His information is true. Other than that, he doesn't understand that all of these corporations, the six major corporations that control the media, all tie into the Brotherhood. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and that's where John Kerry comes from, that's where Susan Rice comes from, that's certainly where Hegel comes from, that's where Dianne Feinstein comes from. They all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a song.